Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 1st, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 Volunteer, reporting. Thursday, the Federal Aviation Administration announced their decision to allow the limited use of portable electronic devices, PED, onboard the aircraft throughout the flight. The decision by the FAA has been anticipated and was delayed by the government shutdown earlier this month when the agency responsible for rulemaking was furloughed. The debate over the safe use of PED below 10,000 feet and possible interference with aircraft instruments has been long-standing. Last year, the FAA decided to reconsider when passengers can use the latest technology safely during a flight. On January 7, 2013, the PED Aviation Rulemaking Committee, that's the ARC, began work to determine if it is safe to allow more widespread use of electronic devices in today's aircraft. The PED committee was comprised of experts from AFA and stakeholder organizations, including the airlines, aviation manufacturers, passengers, pilots, and mobile technology advocates and manufacturers. The group did not consider the use of electronic devices for voice communications during flight because the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, regulations prohibit any airborne calls using cell phones. The group's goal was to determine whether the use of electronic devices in today's aircraft could safely be expanded and make a recommendation to the FAA administrator based on that determination. On September 30, 2013, the group reported back to the FAA administrator the following recommendations. Most commercial airplanes can tolerate radio interference signals from PEDs. The FAA should provide airlines with new procedures to assess if their airplanes can tolerate radio interference from PEDs. Once the airline verifies their fleet is PED tolerant, it may allow passengers to use handheld, lightweight electronic devices, such as tablets, e-readers, and smartphones, at all altitudes. In some instances of severe weather with low visibility, the crew should continue to instruct passengers to turn off their devices during landing. Heavier devices, such as standard laptops, should be safely stowed under seats or in overhead bins during takeoff and landing. Items that do not meet the operator's size criteria for use during takeoff and landing must be stowed in accordance with the aircraft operator's approved carry-on baggage program. All loose items should be held or put in the seat back pocket prior to takeoff and landing. The ARC did recommend that the FAA consult with the Federal Communications Commission to review their current rules. The ARC also recommended that airlines can expand PED use by the following path. Use a safety management system and SMS risk analysis to mitigate hazards associated with passenger use of PEDs. Make aircraft PED tolerant. Train crew members to recognize and respond to potential PED interference. Develop standardized messaging to better inform the public regarding PED-tolerant airplanes and PED usage policies. Taking into account the recommendations from the ARC, the FAA made the decision to allow the limited use of PED from takeoff to landing. The decision allows each airline to decide individually whether or not or how to allow expanded use of PEDs, and the airlines must satisfactorily demonstrate to the FAA that the aircraft can tolerate the interference from any PED use. Cellular devices must be in airplane mode throughout the flight or with cellular data turned off, no bars, and no voice calls are permitted. PEDs in airplane mode will be allowed by the FAA throughout the flight. Handheld devices must be held or stowed for takeoff and landing, and items such as laptops must be stowed during these periods. United issued an in-flight services safety alert yesterday relating to this announcement, informing us that they will need to put processes in place prior to allowing expanded use. This includes providing us with detailed information, revising our FAOM, safety information cards, customer briefings, and other related procedures for passengers and crew members. The PED Rulemaking Committee recommended, and the FAA agrees, that flight attendants cannot know when a device is on and in airplane mode or not. They expect flight attendants to inform passengers about when it is safe to use PEDs and when they must turn them off for landing in some cases of poor visibility. For the moment, no changes are taking effect. As processes are developed and implemented, United will be responsible for providing us with those details and procedures. Our MEC Grievance Committee is researching management's unilateral decision to reduce vacation accrual in certain circumstances when a flight attendant has been on occupational leave of absence. If you are impacted, please provide the following specifics to your local council: your name, domicile, file number, effective dates of the occupational leave of absence, total vacation accrual to which you are entitled under the contract, that is 19, 26, 33, or 40 days, total vacation accrual credited for 2014 as listed in your VAC bid screen, total vacation reduction, and copies of VAC bid screen and work history entry, FDWH, documenting occupational leave of absence dates. When transitioning from a reserve to lineholder schedule, schedule conflicts may occur as a result of reserve scheduling procedures. Although there are various scenarios, one more common situation occurs when a reserve who is legal and available at the end of the month receives a multi-day assignment which crosses over into their lineholder month. If the reserve assignment impacts the first IDs of the lineholder schedule, you will be removed from and guaranteed for any IDs which conflict with the reserve assignment. GUAR, guarantee, will replace the lineholder IDs in your line of flying, and you will be subject to reassignment under Sections 8J or 12Q of our contract. Following the completion of the reserve assignment, you will receive a reserve legal rest based on the type of flying, domestic or international, contained within the reserve assignment. Keep in mind that any days off in your lineholder month will not be restored unless you fall below our contractual minimum days off as a result of the reserve assignment. We have published an article based on information from our reserve survival guide, which highlights a number of considerations that are important to understand when transitioning status at the end of the schedule months. We encourage you to review the information and the reserve survival guide as resources when you have questions about schedule conflicts resulting from this transition. We're receiving a number of reports from our members traveling NRPS and NRSA indicating that an incorrect seniority date or dates have been assigned to certain past travel listings. Specifically, it appears that if the seniority date is defaulting to the last day of the year in which you are hired. Management has told us that this has affected a limited number of past travel listings that were booked by this past Sunday for future travel. System maintenance was done early Monday morning, and as a result of this maintenance, some space available SA and positive space PS bookings were affected, and their board dates defaulted to December 31st of the year they were hired. While the Employee Travel Center, the ETC, is working to manually fix these errors, it is being suggested that employees following the following procedures through Employee Res. The action of creating the new listing will correct the seniority date error. Follow these procedures. For space available travel, simply cancel and rebook the listing. For positive space travel, if plenty of seats are available for rebooking, follow the same procedure to cancel and rebook the space. You will need to contact your appropriate travel authorizer to have this space e-ticketed for travel. However, the flight is sold out and seats are not available, please send an email to etc@united.com, including your name, employee file number, and the record locator. We are being told that ETC will correct the inaccurate travel dates. The subject for the email should be booking with incorrect board date, - please update. Two recent media stories have underscored the importance of awareness as we as flight attendants should have as it relates to social media and electronics. Remember, if you feel that you have a right to privacy as it relates to your job, more than likely, you don't. Cathay Pacific Airlines has created a YouTube video warning of the potential fallout for creating an image that the company may consider damaging. The video relates the story of a picture on social media of a flight attendant appearing to be smoking on an aircraft, which in fact was a fake cigarette and dry ice. While we may not have to worry about dry ice on our aircraft, the concept of the company using material from social media in discipline is all too real. In another media article involving Shandon Airlines, a passenger noticed a flight attendant who appeared to be using their cell phone after the announcement was made to turn off electronic devices. The passenger used their phone to take a picture and then sent it to the company to discipline the flight attendant. As we've reported in the past on the dangers of social media, including tagging other people and posting derogatory information, we live in an ever-increasing world of social and electronic awareness. Be informed about the choices you make and how they could have an impact on your own or a flying partner's job. The company's annual open enrollment period for benefits closes today. As in the past, there will be a time frame in November during which you can make any necessary corrections to your benefit elections should you find that you've not had sufficient time to review all of your benefit options. primary Phase 1 vacation bidding is now open. The primary bid period will close at 8:30 Central Standard Time on November 7, 2013. Our annual vacation bidding article is now available on our website at www.unitedafa.org. Daylight Savings Time ends November 3rd for those in the United States and Canada. Don't forget to adjust your clocks to fall back 1 hour this Sunday at 0200. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.